Storytelling pro Evropu.
Storytelling para Europa.
Storytelling for Europe.
Storytelling pre Europu.
Sonia.
A blind person to me doesn't see what is important. According to Sonia, blind people are the same as others, with only one difference: they can't see. Sonia lost her sight as a young woman. She doesn't like the term blind. Not that it insults her, but she prefers the term sightless. She has her theory: I'm sightless because my eyes aren't working properly. A blind person has healthy eyes but doesn't see what is important, she says. When I was 13, I got diabetes. I remember still being the young girl who suddenly had to inject herself insulin with a thick needle. Many things were different from how they are now. If you are careful, you can live even with such a malicious disease as diabetes. On the other hand, this disease can complicate a person's life. I had no idea what my disease had in store for me. I fell in love with my future husband, got married, and got pregnant. In the beginning, the doctors warned me that because of my diabetes, it might be harder for me to get pregnant. But I had never even dreamt of anything else happening to me. I was approximately halfway through my pregnancy when I went to see an ophthalmologist. In the hallway, I ran into a gynecologist who asked me what I was doing here. It had happened to me once when I had leaned down to pick something up. For a while, I couldn't see anything, just pitch black. The doctor was horrified. He started persuading me to terminate my pregnancy immediately. For a woman, that kind of information is always a shock. Just imagining that I could have to give up my child, I had always been positive and believed that nothing bad could ever happen to me. After several months, my son was born. I was happy. Even though I was troubled by swollen legs and back pain, I was looking forward to being discharged. In the morning, when we were supposed to go home from the hospital, I woke up and realized all I could see was a black line in front of my eye. Of course, I didn't tell the doctors about it. I confessed this to my husband later in the evening. My sight started to worsen. Fog faded vision. I started to panic. The worse the stage of my diabetes, the worse my eyesight was. A whole series of examinations and operations began for me, which ended with light sensitivity after half a year. And within a year, I had become completely blind. When my son got older, I would always tell him that if someone ever told him that I had sacrificed myself for him, it was not true. I'm convinced that I would have lost my sight either way at some point in my life. I came to understand that nothing else other than reconciling with the loss of my sight and starting to live in a new way was left for me. The most important thing in life was to accept this tough reality. Before becoming blind, I couldn't imagine how it would be possible to live in the dark. In the end, I found out that I could manage to do everything the same way as other people. The biggest fear was to become a burden. That made me lose my cheerfulness and confidence. Something else had awoken in me, though. I knew I had to be there for my husband and my son, who had learned to read on his own before turning 5. What kept me going was my husband and my sense of humor. My husband had been my eyes until he became ill and died shortly afterwards. I don't miss his eyes. I miss his love and closeness. I manage just fine around the house, but it's different outside, and I find it hard to move around. Those who lose their sight later in life find it much harder. People who have been blind all their lives don't realize how much they've lost. I'm still able to envisage colors, the faces of my dear ones, and the world around me. I'm thankful for knowing what flowers, stars, and the sky look like. If I needed to run errands, my assistant often helps me. He walks me to a shop or a bank where I explain what I need from them. And this is how I get things sorted. Sometimes funny situations happen on such occasions. Once I came to a shop to get something sorted, and the shop assistant asked me to come and follow him. I would have loved to do that, only I couldn't see where to go. I didn't know what obstacles there were in front of me in the unknown terrain. Luckily, a lady helped me out by walking me all the way to the counter. The visually impaired are also humans. They have their moods and days. They can be pleasant, understanding, uneducated, or funny. We are all different. Some might respond with self-pity about being sightless, but it's nobody's fault. The best thing to do is just to move on with a conversation without unnecessary gestures of pity. Sometimes I get surprised as to why a person talking in my presence talks to my assistant in the third person singular, as if I wasn't there. I can make decisions on my own, and I can talk myself. A lot of people also think we are not able to sign documents. All they need to do is ask, "Could you please sign the paper here?" At work, I have to sign tens of documents daily. How? Quite simply. All it takes is to place a document in front of me and move my left index finger to the place where my signature is supposed to go. And that's all.
Project Storytelling for Europe is funded by the European Union and Erasmus Plus programme.